Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my free digital coaching program. Are you seeking a coach to assist you to reach the next level of your life and business? Do you own a business and feel stuck, not achieving your expectations? Are you already successful but just hit your lid? Today, you can discover the breakthrough experience with my free digital coaching program designed to shortcut the breakthrough process. In this four-part free training, you're going to learn principles and techniques seven-figure income earners use to manifest, create, and become abundant in any endeavor. To receive this free training, go to jeffreycombsdigitalcoaching.com to sign up now.
I'm going to turn the furnace up a little so it's right around your face, because I'm going to cover the topic of living in rigorous honesty and what that actually means. Now, being honest was a term that I did not understand throughout my 20s. I grew up as an all-American boy in a small town in the Midwest, right outside of Omaha, Nebraska, right above Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm the all-American son of Don and Judy Combs. I was a top-tier high school athlete, a good student, went to college, but by the time I was 18, well on my way to 19, I fell off the cliff of sobriety and dropped down into addiction. I spent the next 14 years of my life drinking myself inside of a vodka and a scotch bottle, consuming barbiturates, heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine, but primarily my drug of choice was alcohol. By the time I was 31 years old, I'd lost all sense of sensibility and had become a chronic addict and could not spell the word honesty. I became a pathological liar, a serial cheater, someone you couldn't trust. If I was your employee, you couldn't trust me not to steal from you. If you were dating me, you couldn't trust me not to cheat on you. I had hit the rock bottom of not being able to be honest. When I got clean and sober at 31 and the pain was great enough, those were two of the words that I started to embrace, rigorous honesty. It means I had to put my tongue between my teeth at times and not be tempted to tell a lie. I started to understand what honesty meant, integrity, being genuine, authentic, and other terms that were not familiar to my vocabulary. So if I sound a little choked up, because I am, because of the pain that still resides in the leftover residual of what it really means to be and stay in recovery. We don't ever really heal, we get better, because there are certain events that shape our feelings that keep us doing the same thing over and over. As you begin to move into recovery, it's a be and stay state. You're able to understand that letting go means separate your feelings from yourself, and then you can address the wounded self. Now this is point one if you're following along the content tonight, of the content on called Living in Rigorous Honesty, but point one tonight was the wounded self. The wounded self means you're objectively able to look at yourself and no longer feel or be wounded. You can look at your wounds, but the wounds don't own you. The pain that resides within you, you start to release it. You start to be and stay better. You start to be physically and emotionally in a much more stable state, so you can release your emotional addictions. Now, what most people don't understand, they don't understand that they're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings. When the word addiction is stated to most people, it's associated with drugs, alcohol, anorexia, bulimia. Then there's the food addictions. And most people don't understand compulsive debting. They don't understand that they're underachievers, underearners, chronic overwhelmers, enablers, and codependents, and other addictions that most people don't really understand. I've built my platform and my foundation of recovery on understanding the cause that creates the effect of why we do what we do. For those of you who hire me to be your coach, I won't only be focusing on your business and your skills and free enterprise and your creativity and your innovation, but I'll be focusing on the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. So I will assist you to separate your feelings from the events so you can articulate your feelings much clearer. You can let go of your non-committed language style. You can actually step into a place called power. You can let go of your anxieties about outcomes that haven't happened. And I'll assist you with panic attacks, depression, and anxiety. So I'm very well-rounded on understanding cause and effect and why we do what we do. But the recovery process starts by looking at two words. One is denial and one is honesty. As you live in denial, you will continue to say these statements to yourself: I don't know why I do what I do. I don't understand why I did this. I don't get why I did this. I don't understand it. my whole childhood was a blur. When you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, then you can separate your feelings from the events. But if you have aspirations and inspiration, and you have desire, and you have dreams, and you have goals, but you're not able to reach them because you can't get off the launching pad, you can't get off the mat, you keep getting ready to get ready, but most importantly, you keep avoiding, well, that's an effect. That's where I assist you to have a better understanding, and that's where you also assist yourself. Rigorous honesty means you're able to look at a situation for what it is without criticizing yourself. You have a better understanding of why you do what you do. You're able to read the situation for what it is. Now, in honesty, honesty isn't judgment. It means you're able to look at a situation and evaluate it without being judgmental. You're able to look at a situation. You don't have to get in someone's face. You don't have to tell people how it is. You're able to easily and effortlessly have a better understanding of cause and effect. The cause is why you do what you do. The effect is the perpetuation of doing the same thing over and over. Now, when you become honest and real, and you also take a very good look and understand that metacognition means you start to think how you've been thinking, and you're able to see why you do what you do, then you won't hold other people responsible for your feelings. If you've been violated, if you've been traumatized, if you've been victimized, abandoned, and rejected, if you grew up in a household where there's physical violence, there's alcoholism, and you're an adult child of an addict or an alcoholic, well, that means that your body stays in a corresponding response. When you hold on to a set of feelings that are unresolved, your body will transmute a set of feelings in accordance with those events that are unresolved. As you begin to let go, and letting go is a skill, very few people in the world understand the magnitude and or the system to letting go. And very few people can do what I do when it comes to this key skills, separating your feelings from the events. Now, as you begin to understand this, now you're moving out of denial. As you move out of denial, you live in a place called the present. You live in a place called the now. In the present and the now, you're not holding on to regret from the past or anxious about the future. You're able to be here and be here now. You're able to not be so overwhelmed about being overwhelmed. You're not worried about tomorrow. I was coaching an exceptional man today, and he said to me, "That's great, the content I'm getting, but what do I do with it tomorrow?" Well, since it hasn't happened, you don't do anything. You go to bed in a relaxed body. You sleep in an alpha wave brain state or a delta state. You actually rest while you sleep. You wake up in a relaxed, inspired body, and you duplicate the process, meaning that in denial, you worry about what you're going to do. You hold on to regret and anxiety. But when you're in recovery, now you're in truth. You're in honesty. You're in trust. You're in know. You're in the now. And people will say to me, "Is all I have to do is just breathe?" No, you don't just breathe. You breathe and release and let go. You stand in your power. You start to live in your whole body. You're not separate from. You begin to live one with. You're able to articulate your feelings into words. You don't tell yourself stories and riddles. You tell the truth. "Well, I'm not sure if I can put myself out there." That is a lie, because honestly, you can put yourself out there. In another situation, you want to stop saying "to be honest with you." When you keep talking about having to be honest, you're setting up your own doubt. You don't have to tell people you're going to be honest before you're honest. Being honest is a B state. I am honest. Honest is also connected to the word integrity. It's also connected to genuine, authentic. And if you're going to be your genuine self, then you're committed to being your best self. And your best self is in a relaxed body. You can't possibly be your best self when your communication style is noncommittal. You can't possibly be your best self when you're overwhelmed. You can't possibly be your best self when you're your addicted self. You're going to be your best self as you let go. As you separate your feelings from events, you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that you hold on to. As you confront yourself in a state of rigorous honesty, as you confront yourself and care-front yourself, you care enough about yourself to confront yourself very diplomatically. And you do this in a relaxed body without being critical. Now, when you're able to be honest without being critical, now you're not judgmental. As you begin to let go of judgment, you're not as harsh on yourself. You're not as critical of yourself. You don't find all your flaws. You're able to look at yourself for who you are, knowing you're in process. You're in the process of recovery. You're in the process of transformation. You're in the process of being your best. And your best is the best you can be. Don't focus on being the best. Focus on being your best one day at a time. Now, as you do that, your days begin to have more meaning. Your days have more purpose. You become more cause-driven. You have a better understanding of why you do what you do. And you're able to let go of two of the most important words that hinder you, guilt and shame. When you've been guilted into a personality, when someone in your past has used guilt to control you over a long period of time, it affects your emotional state. It affects your immune system, it affects your adrenal system, and it affects your lymphatic system. This is what breaks down and is what is called dis-ease. I did a Facebook Live yesterday on healing and recovery, and I'll be duplicating that call on one of these calls in the very near future. As you live in a recovery state, it means you're separating your feelings from events. Now, when you're able to be this person, and you're in sales, branding, marketing, you own a business and free enterprise, you're not consumed with anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. You're not worried about being rejected. You're not holding on to past mistakes. Then you don't use terms like, I haven't, so I can't. I haven't made any money, so I can't present a business. I haven't closed any sales, so how can I get paid? When you move out of your overwhelmed, anxious state, and you live in the now, you live in the know, and you're here in your now, you begin to separate yourself from the past regret, and you separate your anxiety about future events that haven't happened. And as you begin to live in that state called the present, your emotional energy changes. You're transmuting your feelings from conscious awareness. And it's that conscious awareness where you begin to relax into the vocation. You relax in your body. Your relationships change. Who and what you attract, your soulmates, your significant others, the men and women you're seeking to collaborate with, the men and women you're seeking to date, the men and women you want to have an influence. You're able to hire employees. Contractors that you hire show up on time. You're not so anxious about mistakes. When you live in a mistake consciousness, then you're living in denial because you're denying yourself the opportunity to be your best self. And that's what many people do, is they hold themselves back. They sabotage themselves. They're their own worst enemy. They can't seem to get out of their own way. These are cliches that the American populace in the English language uses to sabotage themselves. And if you're your own personal saboteur, then what you're doing is you're actually violating yourself. If you can't find someone to reject you, and you're addicted to disappointment, rejection, abandonment, overwhelmed feelings, then you will criticize yourself to violate yourself. You'll create your own counterforce to fulfill the force you can't attract, and you'll attract it yourself. Then you'll be exhausted, overwhelmed, tired. You go to bed anxious. You wake up with a headache. You wake up with low back pain. You wake up in dis-ease. Now, as you begin to understand the mind-body connections that shape your feelings, that means you understand that if you have discomfort and dis-ease, it's an emotional situation brought on by your own anxiety and repressed feelings. And instead of going to the medical community who will tell you you have anxiety and depression, you begin to have a better understanding of quantum healing. You have a better understanding how to heal yourself. You seek out more naturopathic ways to live a holistic lifestyle. And it's that holistic lifestyle you live that you'll stop eating so many genetically modified organisms. You won't spend so much time in toxic emotional energy. You won't tell yourself you're not photogenic. You won't tell yourself you can't put yourself out there. You won't talk yourself out of your brilliance. Instead of talking yourself out of it, you step into a place called power. That's where you can create spontaneous brilliance. That's a place called the zone. I was recording content for a new audio program and book of mine called The Breakthrough Factor. Now, one of my publishing companies, who was going to give me a signing bonus, turned that book project down because they wanted me to change the title. They wanted me to change the context and format it so it could go in Barnes & Noble. I passed yesterday on that opportunity because I didn't feel like I wanted to change the content. I don't care if it doesn't go in Barnes & Noble. The right people will buy it because the content is that good. I'm not going to deny myself the opportunity of delivering the best content for a small signing bonus. I'm not going to hold out for a hero. I don't require that. I require to deliver the content, and the best man will win. They will find it, because that's fanfare for the common man. And when you start to live in integrity, you won't sabotage yourself. You won't prostitute yourself. You won't hold yourself back because of anxiety and phobias and fears to keep you from being your frickin' best. When you step into that power, when you raise up in your body, when you start to feel what you feel, when you know that you know, and you begin to let go, and the sweat that rolls down the small of your back, underneath your arms, and that smell that comes out of your body, that violation energy, you are releasing. And when you are releasing, you are you, and you are now. And it's in that state called now that you begin to transmute your feelings in a place called synchronicity, where there are no accidents. When your feet are grounded on the ground, and your communication style is in alignment and accordance with who you are and what you're becoming, and you know who you're being, then you do not live in doubt. And when you say, when you can say, when I go to Joe DiBianca, Joe, what do you do when you get overwhelmed? And he looks at me and he goes, Jeff, I don't get overwhelmed. Then you are you and you are free. When you can live in that kind of integrity with yourself, then you're not ashamed of what has happened to you. You're able to state the facts without crying. You're able to let go. You no longer repress and bury your feelings. That creates diseases, discomfort, overwhelmed feelings. It creates fibromyalgia. That creates the low back issues. That creates the neck issue. That creates the short breathing syndrome. Because you step into a place called power. You let go of your anxieties. Then you begin to change who and what you attract. Then you become the vessel. You become the messenger. You become the man. You become the woman. And you're not focused on reward. You're not focused on recognition, because you know that for a task well done, pride and dignity, the bed you made in the morning, you don't require someone to give you a fucking handout or a hand up. You don't require someone to give you a hug and a high five, because you are good enough. And when you are good enough, you can let go. And when you let go, there's no separation between you and the outcome. And in that kind of power, you are you and you are free. When that sweat rolls off the small of your back and from your underarms because of you're toiling laboriously in the late night hour, when you feel what you feel and other people feel you, then you are you and you are free. That's when you know you're man and you're woman, and you don't have to justify, validate, or explain yourself to anyone else, because you're transposing, you're transforming, you are letting go. Now you are passion, you are integrity, you are enlightenment. When you come from that type of source, you're so connected that you are synchronicity. You are the events that you're about to happen. Now, when you sit down and you have a vision, it's already happened. When you're in that kind of energy, that kind of space, it's now quantum. This is when 2 + 2 = 16. And then when you step to the plate, you crush it. Not because you intended to crush it, because you're a crusher, meaning that there's no separation between you and the outcome. And the calm, quiet, cool attitude that you bring to the table is dignity. And it's that kind of dignity that's a task well done. You don't require recognition from anyone, because you don't seek recognition. You seek results. You seek to be able to empower man and woman by uplifting them, not by rescuing them or helping them, but by being the fanfare for the common man. You're able to offer a handout, but not a hand up. And you realize that many people, you're able to offer a hand up, not a handout. You're able to separate the two, because you're no longer codependent. You teach independence. And it's in that independent state that you become you and you become free, because you are integrity. You are honesty. You're able to rigorously let go of the events that shape your feelings. And in that relaxed body that you've sought to be in, that you've dreamed of being, that's when your dreams come true, because you have become a vessel and you have become a steward. You've become a mentor to mentorees. And it's that kind of context, that kind of content, that kind of ability to transform your life so you can transform others. There is no price tag on it. That does not require recognition or a reward. It requires a hug. It requires a high five. It requires the transference of energy through two hearts, two enlightened souls, having a human experience called passion. And it's that kind of passion that inspires people. That kind of inspiration can't be bought. It can't be paid for. You don't get medals. You don't get rewards. You get hugs, and you get friends from that. You get genuine people. You get people who really show up because they feel you. Then you stop trying to get people. You stop trying to attract people because you are attraction because you're attractive. It's not your outer self that's attractive. It's your inner being. It's that inner being that's enlightened. That enlightened soul that's been so trapped, you actually found your soul, and your soul is now in your body. And it's that inner body experience when you used to be out of your body that you're able to transmute. And in that kind of, then your body heats up and it's warm, it's not cold, and you don't have to try to get inspired. You don't fake energy because you are energy. And in that type of energy, you are you and you are one with. You are source, you are deity, you are connected to God, and you are in the spirit of that of Christ. You are able to transmute your feelings, and people feel you because they know that you went through everything you went through to find them. And in that kind of synchronicity, you are chosen. And when you know that you've been chosen and you've been called upon, then you stop denying yourself your brilliance. You stop overwhelming yourself. You stop lying to yourself. The greatest lie that you tell yourself is you're not good enough. And when you let go of not being good enough, you are enough, and you don't have to prove anything to anyone. You won't validate, justify, or explain. You will understand when the perpetrators, violators, and other people show up to try and take advantage of you or take you down. And you cannot be taken down because you realize that you have been chosen. You've been chosen to overcome your addictions, your challenges, and you're here for a reason. And that reason is called purpose. And it's in that purpose, and it's in that kind of enlightenment, and it's that kind of cause, and there is no ego. Because in that kind of energy, you are so relaxed in your body that people go, I don't know what it is about you, but I'm joining you. And in that type of situation, you are living life in truth. You have found a place called peace. Now, if you've ever seen the movie The Razor's Edge, the original with Tyrone Power and Clifton Webb in 1946, it is unequivocally a movie that if you watch it, it will change you. It was a book written by Somerset Maugham in the 20s about a man who seeks the meaning of life. And as you begin to understand the meaning of life, you are it, because you begin to live it for the first time. You are in your body, you are here, and you are now. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.
Thank you for listening to the More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and would like more insight and education to create emotional resilience, then take advantage of my free Anger Factor book giveaway. The impact overcoming anger can have on your life is immeasurable. It can assist you to change your finances, improve your relationships, change your health, improve your self-esteem, and so much more. Start the process by letting go of emotional overwhelm today. To receive a free copy of my Anger Factor book, go to goldenmastermind.com/anger.